Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, July 14th. The Delta Montrose Electric Association gave local schools and Solar Energy International a big show of support last week. DMEA contributed $150,000 to SEI's Solar in the Schools program. The program will help six area high schools install 10-kilowatt solar photovoltaic systems at their buildings. DMEA was able to provide the money through its unclaimed capital credits fund. Becky Mashburn, marketing supervisor for DMEA, spoke with KVNF News.
Unclaimed capital credits are actually capital credits that we haven't been able to get back to members who they're owed to. Since DMEA is a member-owned co-op, each year, if we have an excess of revenue, we allocate those funds back to our members. We hold on to them for about 25 years, and then we retire them. But in some cases, members have passed away, they've moved away, we can't locate their new addresses, and we can't find them to give them their money back. So after about 5.5 years, if we still can't find them, those credits go into a new fund called Unclaimed Capital Credits, and then we're able to use those monies for charitable and educational purposes because we know we still need to give them back to our members, and we think that those are the best ways possible.
The Solar in the Schools program fit together nicely with DMEA's support of STEM principles and practices. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math.
So for the past few years, DMEA's board has been really focused on supporting STEM initiatives in our schools. We've had applications for anything from curriculum to even a 3D printer. And we felt that SEI's program paired exceptionally well with our board's goals, and they approached us with the opportunity to participate in their Solar in Schools program. They had already started a pilot version with Paonia, and we wanted to see them expand it throughout our entire service territory. So that's what this support is helping it do.
Through the program, solar installations will be set up at the high school buildings in Delta, Olathe, Montrose, Cedar Edge, and Hotchkiss. Paonia High School already has funding for an installation through other grants secured by SEI. Students at the high schools will be part of the project at various stages, including site location, design and construction of the installation, and energy production evaluation.
I think one of the biggest benefits is allowing the students to really experience the process. So they're getting some hands-on learning. Solar energy can often seem too far away. It's this foreign concept for them. But with this program, they can see it, feel it, touch it. They get to help design it, site it, build it, and monitor the output and really see how it affects their school's energy bills.
The actual installation of the solar units will be conducted by companies in DMEA's service territory. The installation partners will be selected through a rigorous RFP process, led by SEI. President Trump's efforts to prove he lost the popular vote due to voter fraud have caused many voters in the state to request that their names be taken off the registered list. Colorado law prohibits officials from releasing private information to any entity, including the last four digits of a Social Security number, the full date of birth, and how someone voted. Eric Galatis has this story.
The commission investigating President Trump's claims of widespread voter fraud is on hold due to a legal petition by a privacy watchdog group, and Colorado officials are encouraging residents not to drop off of voter rolls. Deputy Secretary of State Suzanne Steyert says Coloradans' private information is safe, even if the restraining order eventually is lifted by a federal district court.
We don't believe that there's a need for people to withdraw. For anybody who has withdrawn, we are a same-day voter registration state, and anybody can register and vote on the same day.
On Tuesday, Colorado's Secretary of State got an email from the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity asking the office to hold off on submitting data until a judge rules on a lawsuit by the Electronic Privacy Information Center. The watchdog group says the commission's demand for detailed voter histories violates Americans' constitutional right to privacy. The group also points out the commission directed election officials to send voter records to an unsecure website and intended to publish partial Social Security numbers that could enable identity theft and financial fraud. Steyert says Colorado law would prevent her office from fully complying with the directive.
Under Colorado law, we cannot provide the last four digits of a Social Security number. We cannot provide the full date of birth. The fact that somebody voted is public information, but who they voted for is certainly private and not available to anybody.
So far, no evidence has surfaced to substantiate Trump's claims that he lost the national popular vote due to millions of fraudulently cast ballots. Steyert says while she can't speak for other states, the few incidents her office is investigating would not come close to the numbers claimed by Trump. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Governor John Hickenlooper entered Colorado into the U.S. Climate Alliance on Tuesday, a coalition of 13 states and Puerto Rico that have committed to reach the goals of the Paris Global Climate Accord. As reported in the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Hickenlooper pledged Colorado to reduce greenhouse gas emissions consistent with the Paris Agreement. By executive order, Hickenlooper set goals that would reduce statewide greenhouse gas emissions by more than 26% by 2025. He also proposes to cut carbon dioxide emissions from the electricity sector by 35% by 2030. The governor's plan also includes constructing electric vehicle charging stations on major transportation corridors, expanding state efforts to help energy-dependent communities to transition economically, and adopting state greenhouse gas tracking and reporting requirements to mirror federal standards. Reaction by lawmakers was divided along party lines. In a press release, Democratic leaders praised the governor's effort. Speaker of the House Chrysanta Duran of Denver said, quote, "Renewable energy enjoys widespread popular support in Colorado because not only is it good for our environment, it's a key contributor to Colorado's strong economy and best-in-the-nation unemployment rate." End quote. And also in a press release, Republicans were disappointed by the governor's surprise decision, which they say circumvented state law by issuing a unilateral executive order. Senate President Kevin J. Grantham of Canyon City said, quote, "This is not Washington, D.C., and here in Colorado, we do not govern by executive order," end quote. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.